What's up, guys? This is G, and this is the Green Bites Podcast. What's happening, guys? Your boy G, January 17th, heading to Fort Myers right now, getting ready for Cava tonight. This podcast is coming from a lot of traffic and me being starving to death. Okay, near death. I'm starving. Oh my God, I'm hungry as hell. And guys, today I want to talk to you guys about three things that I learned in my past relationships that really fucked me up. And when I'm telling you relationship, it's actually relationship with the person you're with. So if it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you know, I don't know if you're lesbian or you're gay. Hey, that's cool. That's cool. Hey, that's cool, man. That's cool. We don't discriminate here. We don't do none of that shit. Guys, three things. Overthinking, okay? Guys, do not overthink when you're in a relationship, guys. Your boy G here was married for years after got a divorce, guys. Why? Many reasons. But guys, one of the reasons that I see that a lot of people are having with the person they're with is overthinking. Why are we overthinking about the person that we are with? You know, like, why are we overthinking? We should not be overthinking. We should be trusting more and actually, you know, taking our eyes off somebody else's phone, you know, like, or overthinking stuff that, you know what, oh my God, he didn't pick up my phone, he was with another girl, this and that. Guys, overthinking just builds up negative thoughts in your head that are not there, guys. And that's what I seen, that it happens with so many girls, you know, with so many guys too, like friends, girlfriends, they're like, come up with the weirdest shit instead of going to that person and actually asking, guys. So, guys, to cut, you know, overthinking, start communicating, guys. Okay, next, guys, labeling. Why are we labeling so much? You know, why don't we just care about the, you know, the experiences, you know, the great, you know, times that we spend with the other person? Why don't we just, like, focus on, you know, like, the growth of each other instead of labeling, you know, he's my boyfriend, okay? Like, he's my girlfriend, don't talk to her, type of shit. That should not be happening, guys, okay? Stop labeling the person next to it. It's horrible to put a stamp on the other person. It's just not, you know, like, it's not fair for anybody to put a label on somebody else, you know, like, stop doing that, because it's just gonna, like, make you look bad, as, you know, look crazy, and, you know, it's gonna put so much pressure on the relationship. And like I said, let's focus on the positive, great things about the relationship instead of the negative and things that are gonna just put a stamp on somebody else's name. All right, cool, man. Stop labeling, motherfuckers. And then, guys, freedom. Okay? When we're with somebody else, guys, sometimes we don't leave that person to have that space, you know? Like, we really jump on that person, you know, and really just completely, like, want to take over, you know, like, their schedule. You want to start just, like, completely, like, planning things out here and there, guys. Not really time for breathing from none of the other sides, you know, and then you start saying, hey, you know, if you want to come through, the other person is not going to be like saying no, nigga, because if you say no, you're fucked. So what you do is you just go, man. So, like, we just create this sense of not freedom, you know, or even freedom when it comes to communicating, you know, like, if you have freedom to have friends, to have girlfriends, you know, to have a bigger network, you know, like, sometimes, and that's been me as well, I go out with girls that wouldn't let me have any more girlfriends, not girlfriends, I mean, like, girlfriends, like, friends, okay, so, yeah, they wouldn't let me, like, have friends at all, not even guys or girls, like, it will be something bad for me to have, because they said it was a bad influence on this and that. So, guys, freedom, you know, like, live your own life, okay, and be with somebody else, but don't try to manipulate or try to take over that freedom of letting the other person be, act, and be with whoever they want to be, you know, like, that, those are the things, guys, that I feel like I see in relationships. I see in my past relationships, guys. And just how we grow in every single area in our lives. I feel like I will get to the point that I will grow to the point that I really, really want a serious relationship. I want to get back to, you know, having a girl and, you know, maybe having a baby and, you know, build a family and stuff like that. But just like green bites, you know, like green bites is freaking blowing up right now. You know, I see orders. I see events. I see opportunity. But it's because I know how to treat it, you know. I know I have the right vision now. And I learned from so many failures, from so many mistakes, that now I can see something clear. I know how to handle situations. I know how to, you know, like, I know how to handle new opportunities that come away. You know, new things that come up. I already seen it before. So I can already, like, just execute instead of like try to find out the answer. And guys, that should be you with your partner, you know, like be willing to fail, you know, be willing to, you know what, hey, he made a mistake, you know, I'm gonna forgive him, or she made a mistake and dude, like, fuck, I don't know if I'm gonna forgive it. If you don't, but if you feel like you should, do. And guys, you know, at the end of the day, it's all love, guys. It's all about good vibes, and you know, it's all about, you know, personal love as well, you know, like be with somebody that really value you, that really care about you, you know. And guys, please stop labeling, okay? Stop overthinking, and please start giving the person freedom, guys, because once you are free, you are completely going to let, you know, your energy just flows on so many ways, so many positive ways, that you are gonna be so much happier on your day-to-day. Guys, have a great day. These are my thoughts. I hope you guys can take something from here. Guys, we're hitting almost 1,500 listeners. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier in the podcast, but thank you so much for listening to this podcast, guys. I know this was a long one, but I talk about little things. But whatever. Guys, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your week. Kill it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.